Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, just before you put that phone away and before this episode starts, why don't you leave us a review?
Don't skip through.
You're a fan, right?
Little five stars and a few compliments. Never goes astray.
And hey, maybe pop what you think about my hair. I don't know.
Doesn't have to be to do with the podcast.
No. What do you think? What are some things?
We're done.
Some kissing tips.
We're done.
Kissing tips, five ways to wear a scarf.
And stop. Stopping that one.
I love you.
Welcome to our friendship group.
Was anyone thinking about how big his willy is?
Anyway, I'm a skater boy now.
I mean, I think in about 5 years I'm going to work out I am super gay.
We sound like we've been sat down by the HR department.
I'd had so much head lice.
Save yourself!
Do you have your own special disease or something?
Yes.
That's a really rude way to speak to a ranger. Perfect time for poo in a bag.
Hello. Having a good time, boys?
One thing I would say about this character, though, and I don't remember her name.
My name is Reese.
On behalf of women, of all women, I hated it.
I listen, I look, I lend my thoughts.
Flint! Flowers! Flowers for sale!
Oh my God.
Welcome to Flint, the only podcast on the internet to mix grandparents and cum. My name is... Well, who cut it out as a highlight? Wasn't me.
I know. I did sort of question.
Wasn't me that did that and stuck it on socials as the highlight. Also, if this is your first episode, welcome aboard.
Was that too much?
Can I recommend the last 30 seconds of the previous episode that'll help make sense of that intro? My name is Kyron Nicholson.
I'm Reese Nicholson.
I'm Georgia Mooney, and I did have regret for a while. Was it too much?
No, I think it is a... perfect boil down of the podcast.
Yeah. Mm.
It is both sentimental, us talking about our grandparents, but let's be honest, it's mostly cum.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was both a highlight and a low light. Sometimes they cross over.
Yes.
Now, what are we talking about today?
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think we know because we requested stories about grandparents, so we were going to revisit. Mm. We're going to check the mailbag, and then, I don't know, we were just freeballing.
I think Kyron had some wines.
Oh, hard to say.
And decided we were going to do another episode about grandparents when I would argue us talking about
hard to say.
Them for a full 40 minutes is enough.
Nah. Well, I was in a mood.
Sorry to our grandparents. I don't mean to say talking about them for 40 minutes is enough.
Well, the good news is that we do have a great mailbag today.
Yay! I love it.
And listeners, I hope you welcome back the situation with our podcast where whether we're recording it in morning or night for either one of us, it's two people with a vastly different energy to the other one. What is it? It's 9 a.m. there. You're having a coffee.
Yeah, I'm having a coffee. It's 9 a.m. and it's London.
We're having gins. Well, actually, we're having,
and
this is out now. I mean, you can't get it in London.
Gosh.
You can only get it at Comedy Republic, but look at that.
Look at that beautiful bottle.
The Reese Nicholson Gin Company.
Mm. Are you going to sponsor the show? That'd be
it
good.
It has launched. This show is sponsored by...
Look, I'd like it to sponsor me first.
The RNGC.
Ooh.
It's just come out. We're it's serving because the comedy festival's just kicked off here in Melbourne, and so for
it is serving
gin.
It's serving gin.
It's serving gin
because Reese is doing their show at Republic, so we're serving the Reese Nicholson gin at Republic. Favorite thing that we're doing? We're doing two G&Ts.
Oh,
we're doing the LB G&T.
Oh,
and then we're also doing a straight G&T.
LB
and then
G&T.
LB G&T.
Okay. Yep.
And then a straight G&T.
I'm
you're with it? Yeah, you're on board. You're with us? Okay.
I'm so sorry. Don't worry, I'll cut that to make it seem like I got that really quick.
Good. I know you won't. And
I've just woken up.
And then when people ask, because they'll be the same price, and people will ask, what's the difference? And then the bar staff will say, nothing.
And hold a stare with them. Why? Do you think there is something different between those two?
You've got a problem. Do you think there's a difference between the two? Why would you think there's a difference between the two? We've voted on this.
So come down to Comedy Republic and be vilified for a price.
Well, that is stressful.
And you can also get a little Reese Teeny.
Seven.
There are two sizes. There's the Reese Teeny and the Teeny Reese Teeny. There really is.
It's so cute.
The beginning of this podcast has been deeply about capitalism. Already.
It really has.
Well, this is fun, though. I mean...
No, this is fun.
What about you? You are in London. How is your commute?
Well, this time was better because all the toilets didn't break, which is what happened on my way back. Did I tell you that?
That's right.
Yeah, every toilet except for one broke down in the long-haul flight, and the whole plane had to queue in the aisles for over an hour if you needed to do a wee. It was very stressful. And I'd taken sleeping pills. So I was already not great at standing.
What kind of sleeping pill? What are you having for a flight? You a Tamazi girl? What are we talking?
Well, actually, this time I've just got the old melatonin, which I'm not convinced does much, to be honest.
I don't believe in melatonin. No. That is my conspiracy theory.
I believe in it.
I've had melatonin gummies before, and as far as gummies go, they don't touch the sides.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you're used to a very different kind of gummy.
Well, yeah, I think it's also the laying in bed and, you know, fizzle reeling of all my regrets. You were essentially trying to take down a rhino with, like, a blow dart and with a bit of Nurofen on the end of it.
A blow dart? Here's a fun thing. We had some little gummies from a friend sitting up on top of our bar, and there's been a couple of mice around this house lately that we're trying to get rid of.
Oh, no.
But hilariously, the gummies had been opened from their packaging.
Oh, no.
And so for a few days, didn't see any mice.
Yeah. That mouse had a bit of a hangover, I think.
You think he was hungry before?
But it also had eaten. It had eaten it all, like it was gone.
Yeah. It had eaten all of what my friend said. Look, I'd just have half.
Wow. Okay. I think maybe that mouse said no-nos. I'm not sure.
The big sleep.
I don't think mammals can overdose on that, though, can they? I mean, this is not something we should...
What do you... Mammals can overdose on it? Yeah. Yeah.
I guess mice are quite small, aren't they?
Yeah. A mouse is about the size of the gummy. So imagine if I ate a weed gummy the size of me. I reckon I'd be not in a good place.
You know, I'm piecing it together now.
Do you remember the last time there was a mouse in your house, Kyron, and what happened? I mean, maybe it's something that I'll edit out for the vegans among us. The tiniest, cutest mouse in the garage.
They are very cute mice, aren't they? Oh, that's rats aren't cute. Oh. Mice are very cute. I think it's because they look like they have hands.
They're adorable. They're so small. There was one in the garage. Do you remember the ones in the garage? They came out, I believe, of the dog food. We moved a bag of dog food and a couple of little tiny fellas running out. And then you had sort of trapped one under a piece of cardboard and decided that then the only method...
Oh, what? Oh, what?
The only method to get rid of it...
You told me you took that mouse to a farm.
Stamp so hard. Kyron made a butterfly painting out of the tiny, tiny mouse.
It was between two bits of cardboard, and I thought the quickest, most humane end to this was for a very sudden, was for it to be quick. Speed, I felt, was of the essence.
No, it was. And we framed that painting and that's on the wall.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's actually hanging in NGV next to the Pollux.
Did you know, I learnt the other day that all mammals, they reckon, all mammals have clitorises. Clitorises.
That's why the mice have little hands.
What do you mean they reckon?
Okay. Well, what that means is I'm...
Is that just like someone's going, yeah, I reckon.
No.
Yeah. No, I reckon they do. No. Yeah.
As with all things female-based, science is slow to catch on. So they've only really started researching it quite recently. And when I say I reckon, that just means I'm not entirely sure I've remembered the fact.
I see. It's because it is a tiny peen? Is that the thing?
No, a clitoris is just a big – a dick is just a big clit.
Yeah, they come from the same group of cells in the uterus.
Yeah, so I guess that makes sense.
Like men are just deformed women.
In so many ways.
Mm. Yeah.
What it does mean is that animals get pleasure. Mm, bit of fun, isn't it? You know who has the biggest ones? Snakes. Isn't that weird?
Are we about to find out that the majority of a snake, like it goes head
a lot.
And then straight into clitoris?
Yeah, yeah.
The tail of a snake is actually just a long clitoris.
Science with Georgia.
When I went to a wildlife park when I was 12 and had a snake put around my neck and I was rubbing it, I was just rubbing off a snake.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Look, I think you should probably, I'd probably reread the article.
I highly recommend it. It was a podcast. It's a podcast called What the Duck. It was on Radio National with Dr. Anne Jones. She's amazing.
Oh, it's a great show.
It's a really great show. But yeah, the last episode is all about the clitoris. It's very fun. Mm. But apparently even a bird, like, you know, if you see a bird shag another bird, you're like, oh, that was so quick. She kind of like, oh, it feels a bit like it's come out of nowhere and she's probably not ready for it. Apparently she might be ready for it. Mm. She has to do a little something to make it happen.
I don't know if this is a good narrative.
Actually, no means yes.
Sometimes she might not be ready for it, but she is.
Well, George has found this week's highlight.
God. I'll put a link to that podcast in the podcast notes so that people can actually hear it.
Termites, female termites, don't have an orifice. And what? The male...
just jizzes on their tits.
Now I'm just imagining these, like, little bedbug tits. Or big ones. No, they're bedbugs. It's not termites, it's bedbugs. The female doesn't have an orifice and what? The male bedbug kind of has to, like, jam in a very... He makes an orifice.
God. Mm. Okay.
There's a new one.
And that's what bedbugs have sorted out. That's where they've stopped evolving at that.
This is a very bad design.
The patriarchy is alive and well in the bedbug community.
Sure is.
How funny that we started this show not knowing what we're going to talk about. And here we are.
I know.
Well, drunk Kyron was like, I wish you'd talk about grandparents more. And we went, no, bedbug tits.
Exactly.
Mm, nature finds a way.
Snakelet.
Snakelet. One of the lesser X-Men. And they were running out of...
The origin story is very upsetting.
How did you get your power? Shut up!
Well, I have been building. I've been a builder.
Oh!
These last few days.
Okay.
And by that I mean I've...
An emotional wall.
I've stood near an actual builder.
Yeah.
And, like, handed them tools.
Oh, that's good.
My job is to, like, watch him and try to guess what he'll need next.
Oh, okay.
And then have that ready to sort of shrink down the amount of time.
I can imagine you really getting into that.
Between, like, him having to, like, get down from the ladder, go over, get the hammer, go back to the ladder. That I'm just like, I reckon he's going to need a hammer. And I grab the hammer. And in that way, I'm a builder.
You little dork. You're getting so much glee from it. So he can just go scalpel.
Yeah. Actually, there's one bit where if he's about to saw through something with a handsaw, Rich, I grab the vacuum without the nozzle on the top and go in behind where it, like, spits out all the sawdust like a dental nurse.
He'd be a beautiful assistant, Kyron.
That's my job. get as much sawdust as possible.
Wow. Isn't that one of the most upsetting things about being at the dentist is when the suction and the water squirter don't quite match?
Tell us, you're in London. Tell us about London. How's the empire going? I've heard terrible things.
London news. I don't have much London news, really. I've just kind of been, I've been working from the British Library, which makes me feel very intellectual.
I did notice because I got your email.
Oh, you're on the mailing list.
Reese, we featured in the mail out that Georgia sent from the British Library this morning.
I sent you those pictures in confidence.
It was all the many ways that you can engage with Georgia Mooney.
And, on top of a Greek hill.
For example. And we were listed under a very silly, crass, but ultimately quite sentimental podcast.
I think that's fair.
Says here, see if you think this is true. Once upon a time, three friends started a podcast where they watched all the Marvel movies and chatted about them a bit, but mostly got distracted and talked about other things and generally enjoyed the weekly ritual of having a wine over Zoom. Soon enough, the friends got tired of superheroes and boldly came to the conclusion that the distracted bits were the best bits anyway. We share all manner of humiliating and regrettable secrets. Please enjoy. Unless you're a member of my family, in which case, for God's sake, please don't listen.
Yep, that applies. I think that's fair.
And a big hello to Mrs. Mooney.
Yep.
Hope you enjoyed the Grandpa Cum crossover episode.
She'll be fine with week. It. She'll be fine. What's your news of the week, Reese?
Just kind of getting ready for Comedy Festival to start. It's kind of, Kyron and I have very different times. Like, Kyron is always you know, not a tizzy, but there's a lot to do at Comedy Republic before Comedy Festival starts.
Yeah, I'm in a tizzy.
I like tizzy.
And I just do a lot of dead behind the eyes, staring out windows going, oh boy. Oh,
no. You've got different energies. But your shows are selling like hotcakes.
Yes.
So people need to get in there.
Continuing the capitalist theme. The first 2 weeks are kind of sold out. The first week is completely sold out and the second week is getting there.
That's amazing.
And there's actually the third week, there's sellout shows in the third week and fourth week already too.
Yeah, so we've added some big old shows at Town Hall. Come on by.
This is the first year in years that I'm not going to do a Melbourne Comedy Festival visit.
I know.
I normally, as an avid fan, Reese, Kyron and comedy, do a little trip, but not this year.
You'll be there.
So obviously it'll be miserable for many.
Yeah. I'll just be staring out a window dead-eyed alone.
It will be. Who are we going to have curry with David O'Doherty with?
Exactly.
Toddles.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
What does a regular London day look like for you?
Well, put it this way. What time does the library open?
Yeah. Well, I have decided to make the British Library my office because I do have a lot of work in the next month. But the thing is, the thing that I love about being in London is that I think even just being in a foreign country makes you want to do things. So whereas in Sydney, I'm hopeless and I'm just pretty much do the same thing all the time. In London, I'm like, oh, what's on at the galleries? Mm. What's some free installations at the museum? What plays can I see? What
blah, 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 blah. Make use of this city.
So much more proactive at doing things.
I love, my favourite thing to do in London is go to a play at the National Theatre that involves two people having an argument for an hour and a half and then the curtain comes down and that's the end.
Yeah.
That's the dream.
Yeah.
How do you go? I can't remember if we've talked about this on the podcast before. We probably have. When I've been in London by myself before, I would go to a lot of theatre And it's usually fine. I have no issue. Like, I like going to movies alone and I like going to plays and stuff alone. But I did see a play once called Consent. And it was a two-act play, quite a deep dive about the concepts of consent and what can happen between two marriages when there's a blurred line between those two things. And it was a kind of an open-ended end. And we all left the theatre and everyone two by two was walking out having big discussions about it. And I was just standing there alone, just like, who thinks he might have done it? What? Just sitting on the tube by myself.
You did ask. You did ask Phil Wang to go along with you, didn't you?
Yes, I was living with Phil Wang at the time, comedian Phil Wang, and I said, "Do you want to come and see a show? It's called Consent." And he said, "No, but thank you for asking." And I laughed for a long time.
That's perfect.
I have a rare treat today. A rare treat. Not very often you get this. I have a great, great, great grandparent update.
Whoa. Is this from the mailbag?
No, this is from my life.
This is a Kyron Nicholson ancestral update.
Yeah.
I'd like to make this a regular segment.
Okay. Mum will be thrilled. Yeah. She's got lots of them.
We checked. Still white.
So the country house that we got, you will remember from a few episodes ago.
Very relatable.
Very relatable. Yep.
Is in Dalesford.
Saltburn.
Dalesford. Mm. Yeah. Saltburn is in Dalesford.
Oh, we should call the house Saltburn.
Good. Or Brideshead.
Care for a bath?
And there's a few pubs there that are still open, but there's many pubs that are closed and turned into other things. One of them, the Raglan Hotel.
Oh.
It's on Raglan Street there. Mm-hmm. And Mum called the other day, pretty excited, because she found out that my great-great-great-grandparent owned the pub.
What? Does that mean you have a claim?
This was my first question.
I think it's our pub.
That's amazing. So have you got a lot of information on your ancestry, you two?
Mum does.
Wow. She's done the stuff. She's done the research.
No, she hasn't, but she always says.
Oh, she makes it up.
Oh, yeah, because Michael's done the whole family tree.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Wendy's got a personality disorder and she lies a lot. We did our family tree.
What do you mean we?
Well, my auntie Tress did in America, did our Scottish heritage, and they knew this anyway, but my great-grandfather was a comedian.
Oh, wow.
Like in Glasgow, like, or just the UK generally. I wear a ring that was his, like his wedding band.
This is sort of like vaudeville vibes.
Yeah, like end of the pier type of things.
Mm. Nichols, right? What was his name?
Jimmy Nichol.
Jimmy Nichols.
Jimmy Nichols.
Ooh. Jimmy Nichols.
Jimmy Savile.
Jimmy Savile. And we did a bit of research and we stopped very suddenly.
No, you did a lot of research, but then I think Louis Theroux took over.
Yes.
And then the cops. So,
and then the cops.
It's fine.
Yeah, we did our family tree. We went to the police station and they gave us the files. No, my great-grandfather wasn't a prolific pedophile. No, he was a comedian, and what we didn't have until my aunt did the family tree was, like, photos of him. So now we have, like, those kind of old-school, like, someone's gone under a hood and gone, pfft, kind of photos.
Oh, cool. That's a really good impression of that.
Thank you. I'm the third umbilical them? The umbilical thems. But it is wild to see someone in, like, the 1800s. With, like, your bone structure.
Oh, yeah.
But we have some playbills as well, and they're very funny to me. Like, all the playbills are things of, like, it's Jimmy and Poppy Nichol still arguing after all these years. And then it was also, like, and Jeff Tony, the adolescent juggler. Like, the acts that they were doing were very odd.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, it's little boy Sammy with a song and a smile.
Oh,
yeah.
I love that. It's amazing.
What's behind the Mooney closed doors?
Well, we're about to find out because my mum and dad have booked a trip to the UK to visit their lovely daughter, but mostly, I think, to do like an ancestral heritage treasure hunt.
Boomers love it. Boomers love a treasure hunt.
To visit their daughter and their great forebears.
Yes, exactly. The funny thing is that Dad, well, I think Dad's sort of got this, because all my ancestry on Dad's side is Irish, Welsh, English. Oh, that's a shock. But I think Dad's sort of got this idea, like he's watched too many episodes of Who Do You Think You Are and just sort of hasn't done much planning, but sort of thinks that we can just sort of knock on an old church door and then just rifle through their records.
Just head out one day and suddenly a cameraman's there.
Or that we'll be walking down the street and Dad will be stopped and someone will be like, oh, you look so much like old Jim. come in for tea. And then they'll just have a story. So at Seattle, it's a very unplanned trip that relies a lot on chance.
Okay.
I'm not sure how it'll go.
Maybe that's a question for next week. Is what is the most surprising thing you've found out about your family? Like ancestors, not like dad had a 25-year affair.
That's a good one. So, mailbag.
Mailbag.
First one, friend of the pod, Saya.
Oh, Saya.
Says, hi, friends. Saya here. That's how I knew it was Saya.
Good one.
One of the last times my brother and I visited our Oma, she said, you two are both so nice and tall, you would make such a beautiful couple. And my brother and I could look each other in the eye for a good hour afterwards. What the fuck, Omar? Saya.
But the sex that night was off the charts.
Perfectly matched.
Thank you, Saya. Message here from Kiralee.
Hi, Kiralee.
On, what is the number again?
0446131308199. Oh, boy. Loop my beer, what coffee? 30, 30, 32.
See, that's 30, 32.
We'll
better.
Fix the car. So, yeah, if you need your car fixed, call them.
Is that still Lubmobile's number, do you think?
Surely.
Let's call it live on the pod next week.
It's exciting.
Hi, friends. This is from Kiralee.
Hi, friends.
Hi, friends. I love the podcast, but really, really loved your episode on grandparents. It made me cry, but in a nice way.
Aww.
So I thought I'd share a bit about my grandma. She was my third parent, but also my favorite person.
Mm. I had one of those.
She taught me how to knit and always did crafts with me. Aww. We spent many hours making cards together. My favorite memory is from the Christmas that she let all of us grandchildren spike her hair so she looked like an elderly, early 2000s punk.
Nice.
She'd also take out her false teeth to make us laugh. Without her teeth, her nose and chin would touch.
Oh, my God.
I miss her so much. But she's made me who I am today. I just started working in a nursing home, running activities for the residents in her honour. Oh. Love that I can share all the things she taught me with all the wonderful residents I work with.
That's so cool.
Thanks for the podcast and for giving me space to think of all the incredible women I've ever known.
Oh, Kiralee. That's nice.
Oh, Kiralee, that's very nice. Brought a touch of class to the podcast.
You reckon she's spiking up their hair?
It's so true about grandparents having, or grandmothers especially, having all like arts and crafts skills.
Mm.
My grandma used to make clothes for everyone. She made curtains. She upholstered furniture. All of that stuff is so cool and such incredible craftsmanship involved in a lot of that stuff.
My granny taught me how to sew.
Yeah, wow.
And she would knit. Like, we all have, all the cousins of my generation all have plush toys, like, that were our favorite toys that were usually knitted by she had that amazing, there was like a knitting book that came out in the mid-90s.
Mm.
Or the early 90s that had all the ABC characters in it. Like, you could knit a Jemima, or like she would make like a Big Ted. I had a, and this is maybe something saying something about me, when I was about 5, she made me a Bananas in Pyjamas, like 2 of them. And they had pyjamas that could be like, the jackets could come off. And she went, what do you want me to put on their faces? And I said, one of them happy and one of them sad. So I just had this one very sad, like,
I'm a theater kid,
super depressed banana in pyjama.
You wanted to be able to do the full scope of emotions in your imaginary games.
I have one more here at friendspod@gmail.com, which you can email us if you don't want to text us. Jess, who also points out, when you guys were talking about little systems on the plane, Reese said it was actually anxiety, I spat out a whole mouthful of Coke Zero on my phone and laptop.
Oh, dear.
And didn't even mind because it was so funny.
Friends, the podcast does not cover any damage made to any products or things that you own due to the comedy of the podcast.
Just says, hi, friends. There's my beautiful grandma, Lily, who lived to 96.
Good grandma name.
Lived in Apollo Bay.
Ooh.
And when we went down to visit, I'd get to make shortbread with her.
Oh.
Have Promite instead of Vegemite.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh.
Tea with a slice of lemon.
Mm-hmm. Great.
On some visits, she'd been on the senior citizens bus to Colac for a big shop.
Gosh, she sounds like a character of Neighbours.
A big shop.
They would stop off at the agricultural shop and she would buy 2-litre buckets of udder cream.
Whoa.
Which is used industrially to run on cow udders, which being wet, sensitive areas under daily pressure in the dairies would need to heal and be cared for quickly.
Okay.
So as it worked so efficiently, she would dole out these jars of udder cream to us, that would honestly clear up any wound on an area that would get moist, like a supercharged lip balm.
What the?
But at a bargain price and for cattle.
Whoa. Oh, this is like some miracle cream.
I mean, all of those kids must have some pretty wild hormone. Like, that cream was doing something. Like, and we all now produce a lot of milk. Anyways.
This could be a skincare gold mine.
Just says, I miss her so terribly. She had all these wonderful old wives' tales and tricks, being originally from England, mm-hmm. like putting the cork of a wine bottle in your bed near your feet if you were getting cramps to make them disappear overnight.
That's amazing.
Love an old wives' tale.
Yes.
Love you, friends. Jess.
Oh.
P.S. She also once used the word cunt in Scrabble. She said. Lily said, well, because everyone used to say that word back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Jess says the world actually stopped spinning for a solid minute after that one. And that's Jess on Lily. Thank you for your messages, friendspod@gmail.com or 0461308199. We haven't got a voicemail yet, but you can record a little voicemail.
Yes, please.
Well, yeah, what do we reckon for a question for next week?
Well, what did you say just before? You said, something fun you've learned about
your ancestry.
Your family tree, your ancestry.
What's a surprise you got in your ancestry? Because I think we all want one.
Dashhound was a surprise for me. I wasn't expecting that.
Huh. Are you a little bit of a wiener dog?
Yeah, I'm part wiener.
One particular bad.
It's actually just a big clip.
Oh boy.
Wow. Welcome back.
We've been recording for 52 minutes and 55
wow
seconds.
Wow from you two. Excuse me.
Come on, I just think it's very inappropriate. We're trying to record this nice point. We've had some very nice emails in and mailbag, and you really lowered the tone.
Mm. I'll keep that in mind for future eps.
Okay. Sorry.
What just happened?
Sorry.
I think we might have to quit the podcast now because that's the first silence we've ever had.
Sorry. My mind went elsewhere.
Do you have things to plug, Georgia? What are you doing? We've got our Vivid shows when you come back.
Come to Vivid. If you're in Melbourne, go to the Melbourne Comedy Festival. If you're in Sydney, come to Vivid. Late night variety shows every Thursday and Friday night during Vivid, which is 24th of May to June 15. It's going to be the best.
It is pretty great.
Hosted by Reese and me. Yes. We'll see you there.
And if you're in Melbourne, do come by to Comedy Republic. Come up to either Reese or I and just say, I listen.
Yes. That would be really nice.
Just whisper it. That's all. That's all we need. We just need you to come up and whisper, I listen.
Ideally in front of someone else who doesn't understand.
Yeah. It's happened before.
You can shout it if you want. You can shout it across the street too.
When Joel Creasy and I did our Christmas tour together, we'd do meet and greets. And the amount of people that just, and I hadn't told this to Joel, but the amount of people that during the meet greets just would say, I listen. And Joel would go, oh, okay. And I go, oh, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for being a friend. George is off to get another coffee.
Thank you, friends. I'm still upset for not getting that LGBT joke.
It has to stay in now.
You still have it. Still not quite there. Bye, friends.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, that was nice. Wasn't that lovely?
That didn't seem too much to me at all.
Quite pleasant.
There's nothing else to do. No requirement on you. Nothing for anyone
wait,
else
no,
to do.
Wait, no!
Wait! Wait, who's this?
Where did you come from?
It's me, the old lady from iTunes. And if you're not a listener for a long time, you won't get what I'm about at all. And if I'm honest, I don't remember why I'm the old lady from iTunes either. But anyways, I'm just here to give you your... Yes, what? Yes, young woman, you down the front with the red hair.
Are you keeping well?
Oh, I'm very unwell because the only way to keep...
keep me alive is I drink 4 liters of Baileys a day.
That keeps you alive.
Rule one of me, 4 liters of Baileys a day. Well, it keeps me vibrant. It keeps me confused.
Drunk is the word.
Jolly.
Yeah.
Violent.
Yes. Shut up.
So is that why we're here at the end of this episode? To ask people to drink 4 liters of Baileys a day?
4 liters of Baileys a day. That's rule one. Rule two, rate and review. Anyways, that's really all for me. Don't forget.
Well, thank you for popping in, that's little okay. Old lady from iTunes.
Thank you. Hey, whoa. I never said I'm little. I'm just the old lady.
Are you enormous?
I'm huge. I'm 8'2" on my stocking feet. And by stocking feet, I mean I'm wearing stockings. Anyway, bye.
Yeah, well, that's what it means.
I think it's a horse thing. Bye. Write and review.
Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.